This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com, trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Supposed to be joining me right about now is the director of the Second Amendment Foundation. He's an old-time radio guy. I dig him. His name is Alan Gottlieb. Have we got you 5x5, sir?
Yes, you got me.
Okay. I'm curious, and I did get you. We're going to talk about the latest announcement that you just put out. But I'm curious what your thoughts were regarding the Commander in Chief's latest oratory.
Well, you know, it's obviously obnoxious and disgusting, and he's ripping America apart, and it seems. But I think he's doing it intentionally. For a number of reasons. One, to shed light away from his record. Two, because by attacking his enemies the way he's doing it, he's trying to demoralize his opponents and make them feel like they're not part of the system, they shouldn't show up to vote in the midterm elections. And I think it's calculated, but it's not helping America. It's not good for our country. His rhetoric is outright disgusting. I mean, it's almost like he's putting me back in the 1940s, and I'm looking at him, and all that's missing is his mustache.
The little narrow mustache in the middle of his face.
This rhetoric is absolutely disgusting. It's the way totalitarian people divide countries and create problems and seize control and power and take away people's freedoms. And in this case, of course, he's really aiming at gun owners very, very heavily.
He has, in addition to all this other stuff, now he's doing something that nobody's ever done before, as far as I can remember. I mean, you've been in the game longer than I have, and you may have seen this before, but I have never seen the head of one political party attack. I thought campaigns, the purpose of a campaign was to go out there and try to use powers of persuasion to get people to come around to your way of thinking and maybe win their vote.
Yeah, well, this isn't that way at all. I mean, and not only that, but right now with all the problems we have with our country, he should be in the White House trying to run the government. Him being out playing these political games right now at a time of significant stress to our economy, stress to our freedom, international, problems going on, conflicts. This guy, I mean, this is downright dangerous for all of our freedoms.
Some of the stuff he's doing, I mean, it's dangerous in ways that we haven't been exposed to since the 1860s, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. There's a lot of, I think, self-projection on his part. Everything he's claiming his enemies are is what he is and what he's doing. He's talking about threats to democracy. He's not only threatening democracy, he's threatening our republic, he's threatening our constitutional rights. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. And so it's like, everything he's trying to do, he blames on everybody else, and he's the one who's doing it.
Isn't Do you think they're trying to provoke us into some sort of a? I mean, they talk about, and I've been loving this. I've been loving this comparison because have you ever seen that movie 1941 with Dan Aykroyd and Jim Belushi, John Belushi, and all those?
Yeah, a long time ago, and I know where you're going with this. But let me just jump in for a second on this.
Sure.
You know, I've spent 50 years defending gun rights. And, you know, some of our people, you know, get a little hot under the collar when their rights are attacked. I always try to settle people down a bit and talk about the importance of the ballot box and, you know, and the jury box. And we don't have to go run to the cartridge box right now. I think Biden is trying to provoke people to go to the cartridge box. He wants to see bloodshed. He wants to see, you know, an uncivil revolution in this country. Because if he gets that, you get repression and you get crackdown and you get government pushback. And I think that's what he wants, and I think he's trying to provoke it, and I think it's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, but I mean, one of the things they've been saying is that, you know, January 6th was an insurrection. And back to my 1941 thing, Robert Stack gets out there and says, you can't have an air raid without bombs. Well, conversely, you can't have an insurrection without guns. No politicians were harmed during the filming of that insurrection. And isn't it sort of obvious? I mean, has it ever been more obvious that these guys live in like opposite land or fantasy land or bizarro world?
Well, yeah, it is. But in all honesty, since you raised January 6th, I just have to say there were a lot of violent people that did do things January 6th and broke into the Capitol and should not have done it. I don't condone it. I don't support it. And it needs to be condemned. Did the government overreact afterwards? Did the Justice Department prosecute people that maybe shouldn't have been prosecuted? Oh, yeah, probably they have. But the problem is that, you know, we're sitting here where Biden and his Democrats don't condemn anybody on the left who commits any violent acts. I mean, all the police officers that got attacked around the country, all the violent riots that took place, I mean, his vice president set up a bail fund to bail out violent criminals. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. And then they try to say that everybody on our side is insurrectionist and is violent. That's just totally untrue. More of the violence is on their side. And again, it's all this self-projection stuff where they want to blame their opponents for their own actions.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I guess the question becomes, how far do we allow this to go before? And listen, I'm a former military man. I know exactly what it would look like. I know exactly how bad it would be. I know how bloody it would be. And I also know how one-sided it would be. So even though I know how one-sided it would be, it does not mean this is something that I would seek to see happen. But by the same token, some of these people absolutely have no shame at all. Look at, but I mean, even the media recoiled from him on this because he tried to politicize the military by having his two Marine guards at parade rest behind him. You don't put that in there for a you don't have that kind of phalanx of a implied force put in there in a not in the United States, not supposed to be, but you know.
Well, he doesn't want the United States to be what it is, what it was founded as. I mean, he's trying to transform this whole country and destroy everybody's values and shred, you know, our democracy and Bill of Rights. I mean, this is absolutely disgusting. I'd rather talk about the issues and attack him on the issues than all his personal attacks that he does to all his opponents and people like you and I and your listeners. I mean, this is we should all, Americans should be outraged at all this, and hopefully they'll pour it out in the midterm elections. Stop this from getting any worse.
Every time I try to recite all of the issues, I have to hit my inhaler because it just takes so much wind to put them to list them all by there. But that's all beside the point. Alan is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, and as the head of the Second Amendment Foundation, he is one of the foremost people out there suing people into submission when they come after your rights. And when we get back, we're going to talk about the latest thing that I just got. This is a all-writ petition to challenge a chilling California gun suit law. I don't know anything about this, so I want you to tell us all about this. You can find Alan's organization at saf.org. If you're not a member, you should be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
BS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Joining us from Bellevue, Washington, is the head of the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Alan Gottlieb. You have to do a lot of work in California, don't you?
An awful lot, because it's probably the premier state attacking gun rights right now, and probably second to New York's probably second. New Jersey's probably third, but California's way out there.
Now, didn't they, was it yesterday that they had a bill that was out there that they were going after concealed carry, and it failed by one vote, and as of right now in California, it's all shall issue wide open at the moment. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not going to say wide open, because it's still okay. Doing things you can to slow the processes down for people, but California is now basically a shall issue state, no longer a may issue state, thanks to the Supreme Court ruling in the Bruin case, and of course they're trying to make it next to impossible, so if you get the permit, there's no place for you to use it. They're trying to, you know, end around, so to speak, and say, okay, here's your permit, but it isn't good anywhere, by making everything a sensitive place. New York just did that, and California is trying to follow suit.
I know that I also read somewhere that they're going to try to bring this up again in December, which is that's the leftist game, isn't it? They never stop. But let's talk about this this petition that you've gotten out there, because right now there are certain places where the gun rights of 18 to 20 year olds are really getting bolstered, except for California. In California, they still want to go against them. According to the All Writs petition, this case concerns California law that restricts the rights of 18 to 20-year-old law-abiding adults to purchase long guns. Why is that always a thing? What is it about that? Because how is it possible to have a 4-year-old who can decide that they're a boy and then say, and I want to transition? That's okay, but you take an 18 to 20-year-old who now can legally vote, they can serve the military, they can do all these other things, and they can't have a long gun. What am I missing here?
Well, the Biden world has everything upside down. What can I say?
You're not missing
anything. But let me explain what this is sort of about. You referenced it's about the case of 18 to 20-year-olds that the Second Amendment Foundation has filed in California. But this writ petition filed with the United States Court of Appeals in the Ninth Circuit really isn't about the suit itself. It's about a new law that California passed while the suit was going on, called Senate Bill 1327, which is really enacted a one-way fee structure and cost-shifting provision as a chilling effect to Second Amendment lawsuits being filed in the state against the state of California. And what they've done is they've passed a law that says that if you don't win your whole suit, if you don't win every point in your suit, you only take out 90% of an anti-gun law in California, you're on the line to pay all the Attorney General of California's legal fees and bills, like millions of dollars. And of course, there's no compensation for you if you win, only if you lose. And so they're trying to discourage your chances of going to court to, petition your government against grievances of them infringing on your rights. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's one of the two new ways that anti-gunners are attacking the gun rights movement, where we've been winning in litigation in the courts. And so we've asked, it's an all-writ petition to the appeals court to basically enjoin the state of California from enforcing this provision. Otherwise, it's going to force many suits that are filed in California that have the plaintiffs dismiss their own suits, because they could be on the line for millions and millions of dollars to the state of California simply for trying to address their grievances against California infringing on gun rights in our court system. And it's only against guns. It's not against anything else, you know. It's only if you bring a lawsuit, you know, challenging any of their gun laws. It's absolutely disgusting. It's un-American. It smacks at denying people their freedom and First Amendment rights to petition, you know, the grievances against government for grievances. It flies in the face of supremacy clause, where they're telling the federal courts that they're going to have to award fees to the state of California when it's nowhere in the federal law to do so. This thing is amazingly scary. And we're having the situation where we're getting law firms. It also holds law firms responsible, not just the people bringing the suits, but the law firms who represent the clients. So law firms in California, you know, are saying, well, we've got to think twice if we file a suit against the gun law in California, because if we don't win, we could be held for, you know, they could own our practice.
Do you think that, one of the avatars that, like, I look at Trump, And I've always said Trump is sort of an avatar for the normal, constitutional, nationalist, American first, that kind of thing. He's sort of the avatar for that thing. This is why he got elected, because he spoke in the non-political gobbledygook that most people run on. And do you think that being a gun owner is also an avatar for going after that kind of thing? Because we're pretty normal people, most gun owners, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, 100 million of us out there that own firearms, and, you know, we're normal people. We're blue-collar workers, we're dentists, we're doctors, we're nurses. This whole thing we're basically the only thing standing, we're the front line standing for freedom in the United States and keeping the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And, of course, that puts us on the front line of the battle. So we're an avatar that in that respect, but we're also a heavy target. The Bidens of the world, the Schumers, Pelosi's of the world, Gavin Newsom's of the world, they want to eradicate us.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. While we're out here looking at all these things, and especially New York. New York is out there, and I mean they were the ones named in the case, and they basically have given the one-fingered salute to the Supreme Court. Do you think that the Supreme Court's rulings will be forced upon them, and they will eventually run out of combinations they'll work under to where they have to be drawn into compliance?
Well, their attempts now to circumvent the Supreme Court are not going to win. Ultimately, we're going to overturn those things as time goes on in the court system. The problem is it takes time and it takes money. The other thing is that they're very creative, so they'll probably come up with 110 other ways to try and do it as well. You know, our opponents don't give up. I mean, they want to eliminate gun ownership, period, for civilians in our country. And until they get there, they're going to keep finding ways to attack us. I think right now we're going to win, but they got things, you know, slowed down and stalled for us again. And buys time for them to hopefully try and get a president, you know, Biden or somebody else, you know, in office to appoint, you know, more judges to the court that would rule against us and eventually change the makeup of the United States Supreme Court, either by adding new people and people who retire or expanding the court so they could just put on a whole bunch of anti-gun rights judges to get a majority. They don't care about, you know, our Constitution, our Bill of Rights or how the country operates or how it works. I mean, they're out there to destroy everybody's values. It's really disgusting.
Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Alan Gottlieb, SAF.org. Go check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The IRS says it inadvertently posted what is normally confidential information involving about 120,000 individuals before discovering the error and removing the data from its website.
I don't consider any Trump supporter.
President Biden making that remark one night after he delivered a primetime speech where Biden insisted threats to democracy include people who call for violence and those who don't denounce it, along with those who refuse to acknowledge an election result. President Biden calling them MAGA Republicans who don't respect the Constitution. Biden also calling them fascists this week. Multiple reports say the college football playoff is set to expand from 4 to 12 teams. The new model expected to start in 2026. This is USA Radio News. NASA is expected to try and launch the Artemis 1 mission to the moon for a second time on Saturday. At Kennedy Space Center, Space Force Launch Weather Officer Melody Lovin says the weather forecast right now is looking good.
We do expect clearing on the backside of that, and that is because that is the reason why we are trending the forecast to more of an 80% favorability at the end of the launch window tomorrow afternoon.
She says Monday is the backup launch window with a 70% probability of go based on the weather. However, she notes that the weather could be more volatile. When the Houston Texans take to the field for their home opener, the Uvalde school shooting will be weighing heavy on their hearts. The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. I think they're actually sort of your neighbors there, Alan. I think talking to Alan Gottlieb from Second Amendment Foundation.
Yeah, the Arrow Precision is one of our neighbors, a great company in our home state here, and they help support our gun rights and the Second Amendment Foundation, so I'd like to pat them on the back. Thank you.
Yeah, they are all that and a bag of chips, no doubt about this. Do you think in the long run, I mean, in what world would there be a day where we woke up one morning and we're like, now the Supreme Court has 23 guys and women. There's only the Uniparty has just become the Democrats with the democracies with a big D. Do you think there's ever going to be a day where they actually push through what they want, especially given the facts that they have been so blatantly out in the open about some of the stuff they're doing? And even though they're, I mean, even though they got the media, I mean, would CNN even be in business if they didn't have the airports carrying their TV shows? How many people are watching the media?
You know, they have to pay the airports to have that, you know, displayed there to get you know, viewers so they build numbers to their advertisers. I don't know. You know, I guess I think the Democrats think they can get away with all this. Just let's be honest about it. They've gotten away with it in the past in places like New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Baltimore. So the bottom line is that when they get control of everything, they tend to get very greedy with their power. And of course, quality of life for people tends to go down. They don't seem to care about that. So, but I do think that they think in their minds they can do it. And I've always, unfortunately, had this philosophy that if you can imagine it, it can possibly happen. And I can imagine it happening, so I think it's kind of possible, and I'm not happy about it.
Yeah. Would that be, do you think that actually come to pass without anything kinetic occurring?
It's very possible it could. There's been places around the world where it's happened, and you got a lot of socialist countries, in Europe and other places, that this has, come about because, the masses are too busy trying to feed their faces, take care of their children, and live their normal life. And, or you know what, you don't have a normal life if the government has all the power and you have no individual freedom left.
I just wonder about that. I wonder where, we certainly have gotten... We've gotten a little more tolerant of things because, in our early days, all they had to do was tax the tea, and we sort of lost our mind and started going against these things. That's the other thing. Besides the way they're doing some of these things, do the states actually have any power whatsoever to decide that they're not going to send tax money if they're doing these things with tax money? Like, hiring 87,000 IRS agents, and, they're going to arm some of them, which I would love to meet the accountant who's also a pipe hitter, but that's beside the point.
Well, I think it's not the state spending the federal government money. It's usually the other way around, where the federal government sends the states money if the states comply with the federal regulations. It's the people that send the money in taxes to the federal government, and we don't have much say over that. And that's why they probably want 87,000 more IRS agents to help extract more of that money for the federal government. Sometimes this whole system is upside down.
Yeah. Well, I guess the question I'm asking is, what could we not choke them off that way? Isn't that one of their things? That, with Operation Choke Point, wasn't that a way they were trying to choke off the gun industry, where they choked away their financial capabilities? Is that not something we could employ against them, or is that just more trouble than it's worth?
Well, Operation Choke Point was trying to get the financial sector, banks and finance companies, not to work with the firearms industry, and that was the Operation Choke Point. It wasn't the government itself, money going to and from the government. They were just trying to stop, commerce. So that people
right.
should not be in the firearms business.
But I know that, but what I'm saying is that could that not be a... because right now, right, we've got 25 states that have permitless carry. I would imagine that they're not for gun confiscation or gun bans, those 25 states, which is half the country, right?
Then it's probably more than that. If you take it, probably there isn't one so-called red state that's in favor of it. It's only the so-called blue states that are in favor of it, where the Democrats are in control. And I'm not sure the people really support it. It's the politicians that support it, the Democratic
right.
politicians.
Right. But I guess what I'm asking is, isn't there a plurality of red states that are more freedom-loving than the population centers that are in the blue states?
There's definitely more red states than blue states, or what I call them, freedom centers. But a significant part of America's population, unfortunately, live in those big cities, in the bluest cities in the bluest states.
That's what I was looking for. So, knowing that and knowing all these other things, is there nothing that the states not get together and all these attorneys general? Isn't that what Soros has done with some of these attorneys general and secretaries of state, create a network? Could these guys not use that tactic against them?
Well, there's no doubt that Soros has created this network of these attorney generals to use against us on our gun rights. This is an example. There's no two ways about that. And there's no doubt that a lot of the Republican attorney generals are, banded together to fight back and sue the Biden administration for some of its overreaches in a federal court. So some of that's going on. But the problem is the amount of money the church sources of the world put into this, and the manipulation of the, you know, of the voters to be able to keep these people elected.
Right.
We're in what I call an uncivil war.
Well, it's a cold one though, isn't it? It's not hot.
It's a cold one, but unfortunately, it's getting hotter every day and getting scarier every day.
Yeah, that has been that's been one of those things. I have trained in the past with the IDF, and I always thought the IDF were just like the most top notch soldiers out there. But I was asking just their sheer determination when they'd be talking about their mission and everything, and they simply would look at me and say, "We have no choice but to win because we got nowhere to go." And I think about that, and I think about it. Sort of looks like they're trying to push us into that sort of a position, because they're trying to take away the courts. They're trying to take away all the rights, every single right. It's all about the money. It's all about all this other stuff.
The two newest attacks are, one, deny us our days in court, which we talked about with the suit we just filed in California, with the old writ at the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. And the other thing is, like, California also is, you know, leading the charge of making it next to impossible to advertise anything about firearms, because if a child or, you know, minor reads something about a gun, they can hold you liable for enticing the minor to want to have a firearm. So they're taking away your First Amendment rights, your right of assembly. They're getting rid of gun shows, your freedom to assemble. You know, a lot of our gun shows aren't just places where people go buy and sell guns, but it's people that congregate to talk about ideas, to politically organize, you know, against the gun grabbers. And so they're trying to take away, you know, your right to assemble, your right to do anything. I mean, it's becoming very totalitarian. And of course, one of the first elements of ever putting a totalitarian government in place is you've got to disarm the people to do it, so they can't resist. That's what we're seeing today.
Yeah, hang on for me if you will. We'll be right back talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Alan Gottlieb from the Second Amendment Foundation, one of the things you do is you do work with companies like Aero Precision. You did something really, you had something going on with Brownells recently, which when I say recently, it was, when was it? It was, gosh, I can't even find the date.
Last month or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Aero Precision also, both Brownells and Aero Precision worked with this state of Washington. We have a lawsuit challenging their ban on magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. And Brownells sold all the magazines over 10 rounds that they sold. They gave us a percentage of profit to help our suit. And Aero Precision made a special magazine with our logo on it and sold it with the proceeds coming to us to help fund the suit as well. So both Brownells and Aero Precision have helped us bring the suit to bear against the state of Washington. And I want to thank both of them. You also have a sponsor, Guns.com, which has also done a lot to help raise funds for our lawsuits as well.
Right.
Three of your key sponsors have been working with us to help us defend individual gun rights across the country, and I really appreciate it, I'm glad to have the opportunity to thank all three of them publicly.
Hey, well, you know, here's the thing, and this is the thing that I find interesting, is that there used to be a time when gun companies didn't want to be political. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and there's still some gun companies that don't want to be political, but I think they're recognizing and realizing that they don't have much of a choice anymore because Biden and the Democrats have made guns political.
Wouldn't it be better, though, and maybe I'm missing the point here, like I remember with Operation Choke Point, it began, I think the first one that popped up on the radar was McMillan, the gun stock company. Then I know Franklin Armory had that happen to them, and a few other people were having this happen to them. And it wasn't everybody. It's almost like they were doing the kiosk trial, like they did in New York City, to see if people would use the kiosks to check out at McDonald's. They were trying to see who would fight it and who wouldn't fight it. Is that what actually happened?
Well, I think they chose not to pick on the biggest boys in the block first because they had more resources to fight back. So they picked on smaller companies that, quote-unquote, may not have all the resources to fight back. And there's sort of like a divide-conquer type strategy, which is what they use against gun owners as well. You know, today they only want to take semi-automatic, you know, rifles away, and then tomorrow they want handguns, and next day they want the shotguns. So it's called divide and conquer as much as you can.
Well, I hope. And are we seeing more and more of that? Are we seeing more and more gun companies coming up and saying, okay, we got to get in this fight?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, the Second Amendment Foundation has more support from the firearms industry today than we ever had before. A significant number of companies that have come to help support us. I think the biggest change I've seen is we don't have to run to try and beg them for support. They're coming to us and volunteering support. And that's great because it frees us up the time to be able to spend our time on the mission of defending gun rights rather than fundraising. So I'm very thankful to those companies that have been supporting us. All the names of our companies for corporate sponsors are on our website at saf.org. And I'd love to encourage our supporters to support the companies that support our rights.
If I can shift a little bit, I saw this really good article by Lee Williams the other day, who is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. Now he does a podcast here. I don't know if you know this or not. He and a guy named Bob Keller do something called Think, Aim, Fire, which is sort of it's a goof fest with guns and shooting and training, and it's a whole lot of fun. But Lee really writes some good stuff, and he made a point about the so-called gun talk, the pro-gun media, how absolutely small it actually is. He says there's less than 100 people actually doing this on a professional basis. Do we need to be looking at trying to increase that number?
Yeah, I think that's what Lee was getting at. Lee Williams is not just a reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation's Investigative Journalism Project, but he basically runs it. And he's trying to expand it. I think when he says 100, I think it's really much less than 100. And that would even, or close to 100 if you include, you know, blogs and podcasts and everything else as well as investigative journalism. But we need to expand that because obviously the legacy media, the three-letter networks, I mean, they're working around the clock against our rights. So in order to get the word out there, we really need to have our own media outlets, and it's really very, very important. What bothers me is, you know, gun owners always look at the stories they read in the paper and say, God, these things are biased against my rights. But the part they don't see is the real bias. That's stories that get spiked that nobody gets to even know about.
Right.
Like sometimes it's the suits that we file. You know, the anti-gun groups just sneeze and they're on the front pages of every newspaper. We work our tail off in the media when we score any victories. They just want to ignore the gun rights movement completely.
Alan actually puts his money where his mouth is. How many radio stations are you on? Four?
Well, I don't own them. It's the Second Amendment Foundation.
Okay.
Right to keep their arms. We
right.
own four radio. We own four radio stations, and we've tried to put our money where our mouth is. And it's not easy these days being an independent broadcaster. You know, when you're not a network conglomerate,
right.
or owned by the big boys on the block, it gets rather difficult to compete in the local marketplaces for advertising. But we have four media outlets in four cities: Seattle, Olympia, Spokane, and Portland, Oregon, and we try to get the word out and carry a lot of shows and programming like yours, so that people can hear and get the information.
Well, what I was going to ask you is one of the things I get told by traditional radio people, in various places that carry radio shows when I'm trying to get an affiliate, is that the Gun Talk segment is really a niche segment that's only good on the weekends. And actually, I've always thought that the Second Amendment is the teeth of the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights is under constant attack and all this other stuff, and a lot of the things that I talk about play into all of those things. What kind of response are you able to measure the response you're getting with the, because you carry a lot of pro-gun radio shows.
Yeah, or outdoor type shows.
Well,
you know, historically in the radio business, single issue type shows, you know, niche broadcasting, either being a show for pets or whatever it might be, was carried by stations on the weekends, not you know, during the week.
Right.
And people that had, you know, multiple subject matters for the shows that were carried during the week. So there's a natural bias to putting niche programming on weekends. And also, there isn't a whole lot of necessarily, you know, breaking news on guns every single day to warrant weekdays. That was the case in the past. Obviously, in the last few years, there's something about guns every single day now. So that could change a bit. And then, of course, there's, you know, your show and Mark Williams, you know, Daily Defense show that's now on during weekdays. So it's propagating over from the weekends to the weekdays. Part of that, in all honesty, is because it's done so well on the weekend.
Right.
You know, and as a result, people are willing to say, okay, let's try and devote some more hours, you know, during the week. It's still hard for a show dealing with firearms to get prime time during the week, where you still can get prime times on the weekends. So it's a little difficult, but there are a couple of shows, and I think, you know, yours and you know, Daily Defense has shown it can be done. But it, you know, it's very difficult to get the number one flagship station in the top 10 media markets to take a gun show every day of the week.
Sure is. It sure is. I know that from experience, without a doubt. Listen, before we run out of time, are you going to SHOT Show?
I don't know. It's a long way away from now. I'm still worried about what I'm doing next month. So hopefully I'll be at SHOT Show. I'd love to be there. It's a great place to be. And it's on my calendar, but I can't say right now if I'm going to be able to make it or not.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. I hope so. I certainly do hope so. SAF.org is the website, Second Amendment Foundation. These guys are on the ground daily, on a daily basis. When I get Alan, I just took Alan. There's no telling how many things Alan could have done in the amount of time I've held him here on this show. He could have saved the country in that amount of time. That's just how much work he does. Thank you for joining me today.
Well, being on your show is saving the country. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I do appreciate that. I do indeed. Coming up next, it is going to be Dean Weingarten from Amaland.com. We will continue this this rant as we go. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.